Alright, today's video is going to be a good video. A lot of guys asked me this question, and somebody recently asked me, hey, can you give me all documentation you have regarding this fucking thing, regarding canine, I'm trying to make this work, give me 1 second, boys and girls, there we go, regarding canine sniffs, and where did it establish that it's probable cause if a dog indicates on a car? Man, I got a lot of good stuff for you today. I've literally been sitting in this office for 6 hours, going through stuff with a fine-tooth comb. I'm going to not only give you the cases, we're going to talk about them in this video, then I'm going to post on this specific post and whatever it is, the video that you're seeing, the verbiage that I talk about and where it came from. You can actually click the link, it'll bring you right to the website. So if you want to take it and go shove it up somebody's ass, you're more than welcome to. Again, I don't tell you things that aren't true. I just find the stuff for you and bring it to you. So hopefully some people are printing this stuff out and shoving up some people's asses. So if anybody tells you that a dog indication provides reasonable suspicion, they're retarded. No offense, but they're retarded. So we should not be in this field. I mean, think about it. Could you imagine if we had all these canine dogs and all these canine units in the United States and in New Jersey, and all they were doing was establishing reasonable suspicion? Like, you establish reasonable suspicion before you call one. Just crazy. I hear the craziest stuff from everybody regarding some of these superiors, co-workers, people from prosecutors' offices. And I don't mean, and again, there's a lot of good ones out there. Maybe there's some that are misinformed. But if you don't know what you're talking about, do not talk about it. That's just it. God bless this baby. All right. So anyway, the first case I'm going to talk about is U.S. versus Place, 1983. Again, for anybody who listens to these videos and says, or you're going to show this to your bosses and they say, well, 1983, that's old case law. Because I've been hearing that one a lot lately. I haven't heard in 5 years of doing these courses, but now all of a sudden I'm hearing that. So you let them know that if that's old case law, then Miranda doesn't apply either. So next person you arrest, you don't have to read the Miranda rights because that's old case law as well, but we're still using it. If it's old, it doesn't get changed. If nothing is changing on it, they just keep it. It's not like they have to refresh law every year. So here's what it says. A canine sniff is considered sui generis, which is the Latin term meaning unique to its purpose, similar to a drug testing kit. The court held that a dog sniff is sui generis because it discloses only presence or absence of narcotics. That's the first case where it's accepted that a canine unit establishes probable cause. There's quite a few different cases where they even address it even further. This is U.S. versus Nurse. 1990, nurse, like the occupation. It's about a lady who gets her luggage sniffed as she's coming off a railway. I'll attach it. You can read the case on it. If the canine sniff results in a positive alert or indication that a particular piece of property contains contraband or evidence of a suspected crime, this trained canine's reaction elevates the reasonable suspicion to probable cause and thus provides necessary justification for the issuance of a search warrant or for the search under the applicable exception to the warrant requirement. Oh, does that sound like the motor vehicle exception, the exception to the warrant requirement for motor vehicles because they're inherently exigent? Oh, I think it does. Woo-hoo. What do you think? We call dogs out for no reason? Come on. Illinois versus Caballos. And I say that, I'm trying to pronounce the Spanish last name correctly. This is 2005. This is a U.S. Supreme Court case. As found by the trial judge prior to the appeal, the dog sniff was sufficiently reliable to establish probable cause to conduct a full-blown search of the trunk. Interesting. U.S. versus Pierce, 2010, another United States Supreme Court case, not State versus Pierce, New Jersey, U.S. versus Pierce, 2010. The United States Supreme Court has consistently held that an exterior canine sniff of a car during a lawful traffic stop does not amount to a search under the Fourth Amendment. It also well established that, looking at the totality of the circumstances, a dog's positive alert while sniffing for the exterior of the car provides the officer with probable cause. Another one? That's 1, 2, 3. 3 cases so far? Oh, for all those people who don't think it doesn't establish probable cause. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I have one that's even a New Jersey one where you can see that the U.S. Supreme Court's decision was adopted by New Jersey. We've adopted the federal standard. State versus canceled. Gonna get to that one. Florida versus Harris. And 2013 U.S. Supreme Court, even closer and sooner. The question, similar to every inquiry into probable cause, is whether all the facts surrounding a dog's alert viewed through the lens of common sense would make a reasonably prudent person think that a search would reveal contraband or evidence in a crime. A sniff is up to snuff when it's met at that test. And here Aldo's dog did. If a bona fide organization has certified a dog after testing his reliability in a controlled setting. I'm like retarded. Sorry, guys. Saturday, I'm working all day. A court can presume, subject to any conflicting evidence offered, that the dog's alert provides probable cause to search. The same is true even in the absence of the formal certification. The dog has recently and successfully completed a training program that evaluates his proficiency in locating drugs. After all, law enforcement units have their own strong incentive to use effective training and certification programs because only accurate drug detection dogs enable officers to locate contraband without incurring unnecessary risks or wasting limited time and resources. Ooh, nice wording there. I love it. I hope you guys are all getting excited. I know this video is going to be a good one. And then State versus State of New Jersey v. Cancel 1992. We agree the dog's positive reaction to the defendant's suitcase and the discrepancy between her name and the name on her ticket gave the police probable cause to arrest her and obtain the warrant to search. And they refer to the U.S. Supreme Court decision, Florida v. Royer, in 1983. Had police used a dog to sniff defendant's luggage, a positive result would have resulted in his justifiable arrest on probable cause. Well, even better. Dog indicates you can arrest on that. A whole new can of worms to open up. So hopefully that helps everybody. I will post all this stuff. You can copy and paste it. You can click the links. You can print the cases. You can go through. My advice to you is if you're looking to kind of hone down in these long printouts, control alternate the copy, and you can paste it onto a Word document and search it so you can highlight the things that you're looking for the words that I explained in this. If you guys need anything, reach out to me anytime.